Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 2009, a Falcon is trapped in a UFO. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 2009 ushered in Obama and ushered out the King of Pop. However, a family hoax crash landing made 2009 a strange year. Balloon Boy hoax, October 2009.
So we are sure that he's in that.
Yeah, we looked everywhere, and then my son just said, be verified. He said, yeah, he went inside just before it went off, because we had it tethered. It wasn't supposed to take off.
On October 15th, 2009, the 24-hour news cycle was in full effect. It was covering a homemade silver helium-filled balloon that looked like a UFO floating around the Fort Collins area of Colorado. Richard and Mayomi Heen both sent the balloon into the skies. Then they called 911 to report that their 6-year-old son Falcon was trapped aboard. The National Guard helicopters and local police followed the balloon, which maxed out at 7,000 feet, for 90 minutes and 50 miles until it landed 15 miles from the Denver airport. What came next? After a word from today's sponsor. Their son Falcon was not inside, but someone claimed to see something fall from the balloon. The search continued with no result. Hours later, Falcon came out from hiding in the attic at home. When interviewed by Wolf Blitzer, Falcon revealed that his father had told him they were doing it to get their own reality show. The Heens were arrested for the hoax, which cost the city $47,000. Also, the FAA imposed an $11,000 fine because of the airport traffic the hoax caused. The judge decided it was clearly a planned event done for the purpose of making money, and it was exploitation of children, exploitation of the media, and exploitation of the emotions of the people. Falcon's parents were sentenced to jail, 4 years probation, and more than 100 hours of community service, and agreed to pay restitution of $36,016.
Today, Governor Polis pardoning Richard Heeney, the father of the boy Falcon, whom the world believed might be trapped, huddled inside.
We're going to go ahead and grant you this pardon. I'm thinking, whoa, it was amazing. But I got to say, it really made my day.
By Zoom from Florida, Richard Heeney tells me he's happy with the pardon, but doesn't like to dwell on the October 2009 past.
It was extremely scary, beyond scary, to think that, my son was up in a balloon.
11 years later, Heeney stands by his story.
Yeah, I'm still going to maintain, and I've always said it was never, ever a hoax.
Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.